All right, 3, 2, 1, and we're live. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Take This Online with me, Digital Hoos. We have an overseas guest today, someone that we've been trying to get this working for a while now. At first, it was going to come on, and then I got sick, and then we were supposed to record like an hour ago, and the audio was going crazy, but it's finally working. We have Sami Fakhreddin in the house. Hey, Sami.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, man. I'm very good. How are you? We did it.
We did it. Wow. took us a month.
It took us a while, yeah. So thanks for Isabelita, actually, for introducing us and making all the connections. It's very nice of her.
Yes.
How do you know her?
Well, she contacted me. She found me out through the Discover Healing global map from practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm listed there, and she found me there, and she contacted me and got some sessions. We got some sessions, and yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I do this thing at the beginning where I like to understand a bit how did the guests get to where they are. I like to understand someone's journey, right? So usually my opening question is, what did you study in university?
Mm-hmm. Well, university, it was not university studies. It's an online studies I okay. did with Discover Healing.
How about before that? Or did you always start with Discover Healing from high school? Did you go straight into that? Or did you do something in like between?
No, well, my journey is totally, I at the beginning I was a tool maker, and, you know, so I was did it for 10 years.
Toolmaking.
And then I came into toolmaking.
Which is like making like hammers and those kind of tools?
Yeah, a bit more sophisticated, yeah. More drilling, like precision drilling, you know.
Okay.
Tools. And that I did that in Switzerland. And you know, but I didn't find my heart was not there.
Okay.
And it was a good job, but you know, I just felt I don't belong to being in the factory, you know.
Fair enough.
So I was like, you know, looking for my way, and then I came to the fitness industry because I like fitness and sport, and then did that for 10 years, and it was good fun. It was like, you know, and then I came also on the side I was doing, you know, lifestyle modeling and acting.
Okay, so you did a lot of things.
Well, yeah, I did like more than 20 professions, you know.
Wow. And like,
really,
how many years did you spend like in this kind of like trying different things? Like how many years did I go for?
Oh, very long. Very long. Till 2 years ago, something like that.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel
it went very long for me? It was like, oh my god, you know, like I wanted the oasis, and I was like going through this desert, you know, finding my way. But I you know, finally I found my passion. So that's healing, you know.
So do you think everything you were doing before was just trying to find yourself, I guess?
Yeah, it was. I think it all was part of the journey, I think. It was a part of the journey, but I just never wanted to give up, you know. I could have gone for good positions and things like that, but, you know, I really wanted to do something with my heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't want to give up. I just said, no, I will, you know, and then, yeah, and it was like 5 years ago, I discovered a healing method called the Emotion Body Code.
And how did why did you decide to go into mental healing, and is it purely mental healing or also like physical healing as well?
It's emotional healing.
Emotionally. And why did you go into it because of your own emotional like problems that you just wanted to heal, and it kind of became a career?
Yeah, you know, I discovered it, and then I had sessions on me, you know, one practitioner from this Discover Healing, she worked on me. Mm-hmm. And I because I had so much emotional baggage from the war in Lebanon, you know, and then, you know, my parents struggling in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And then losing my mom when I was 22.
I'm sorry about that.
My dad with 34,
Okay,
and many other things, and so much emotional baggage, trapped emotions, traumatic experiences, those are all energies, and they were stuck in me, and they were taking away my self-confidence, my self-worth, you know, giving me anxiety, and many other things.
And, can I ask you a question? Know, love, were you a well, person, sorry, were you a person that kept your emotions inside? Like it kind of built and built and built?
As well, yeah. I didn't really talk about my emotions. I kept it all inside.
Interesting. So this is something I think we have a lot of common in is. So throughout my teenage years and in my 20s, all the way up probably to my late 20s, I used to keep all my emotions inside. All my insecurities, all my low self-confidence, all my anger, shame, disappointment, embarrassment would all stay inside. And then every maybe few periods or every few years, I would erupt in anger at like someone who had nothing, like wasn't a bad person, right? Like probably someone just rubbed me the wrong way. And then I would release 2 or 3 years anger at this person and I'd erupt in yelling and screaming. And I realized this is actually completely destructive. This is not sustainable in the long. This will actually kill me in the long run. Were you kind of the same way, or did you kind of release? How did you release your emotions before you discovered your path?
Well, actually, with the emotion code and body code, I released those trapped emotions.
How about before that?
And before that, I didn't. I didn't. You know, you kind of walk with the pain. You know. Inside, and I don't know. I wasn't. I didn't find a way to. I tried a couple of things, and you know, maybe like other methods, but they worked a little bit, but not as good as the emotion body code.
Okay. Did you try like any of the mainstream like mental solutions, like a psychologist, psychiatrist? Did you ever try that?
No. I was never. You know. No, actually, I didn't.
How come you just didn't see that there was any use?
Well, I didn't think I need to go to the psychiatrist or, you know, the psychoanalyst or something like that. I just didn't feel, I felt like I was normal, but I was not, you know, I didn't feel like there was something wrong with me.
Because we both come from a Arab background. We both come from an ethnic background where there's a stigma behind seeking mental health solutions, right? Like, for example, if you go to a psychologist, you're deemed as crazy in Lebanon. Or, oh, did you hear? Oh, that person's son or daughter, she went to psychiatrist. Oh, she must be crazy. And it's such a negative, it's such a bad stigma. And did you even feel that? Did you have your own bias about it as well? Because we come from, and I used to be like that. I used to think, oh, I'm never going to go to psychologist. I'm never going to go to psychiatrist. That's for crazy people. And then I learned later on in my late 20s, I'm like, it's so good for you to go talk to someone and release those emotions. And not doing that is actually probably a lot more harmful. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, in my family, well, no, really, like myself, I never felt like I need to go to a psychiatrist. But I know what you're talking about. In Lebanon, they're not very open to it.
Yeah.
And also, if you're a man, you know, you find your way through it, and you're not a man, you deal with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The concept of manhood is someone who does not talk about his feelings, right? Doesn't cry, doesn't talk about his feelings. You have to be a man and deal with your own problems.
Exactly. And also, to tell you the truth, like most of my clients are all women.
Interesting.
95% all women. Men don't really come to me, like a little bit, but not much. But really, 95% are all women. They talk about their emotions. They come, they talk, and also they don't have to share their stories. That's a good thing about it. Some things you don't want to share even to your therapist. But yeah, it is like it is something. I really didn't feel like I need to go to a psychiatrist. But yeah, in one way, life took me to that path, you know.
Interesting. You know, and, myself, so when I was in my late 20s, and I hit a rock bottom in life, right? In my social life, my professional life, I hit a major rock bottom, and I was a very unhappy person. And I realized I'm going to make a difference. Now, I don't know if it's ego or the the remnant of stigma of the Arab culture. I'm like, I'm not gonna go talk to psychologists. Like, I'm just gonna work on myself. And I spent 3 or 4 years of grueling self, like, improvement, just self-awareness, talking to myself. And it took me 3 to 4 years. And it was difficult. It was really, really difficult. And I always tell people, like friends of mine, I'm like, listen, I went through it and I've come out the other side a lot better, but it was very difficult doing it on my own, right? I wish I spoke to someone. I wish I met someone, for example, like you, or even a psychologist, someone I could actually speak to who could actually help me. I might have done it in a quicker time, right? So what do you say to people, for example, who are trying to do it on their own? Do you think it's right to do it on your own? Should they reach out to someone like you? What do you think is the best way to go through it?
Well, the thing is, why, you know, it's so hard, like you told it, you know, trying to find out your own way, it can take you years, trial and error. And why, you know, the wheel is already invented, you know, why you try, it will take you so much, you know, like, if you know, like, I tell the people, this is the, you know, one way. There's so much method out there. You know, there's not one way. Some ways work better than the others. Yeah. And really, this I don't like complicated things. And this method is so easy and simple. And the good thing, it's, you know, I do most of the work. I just tell the people, look, you maybe experienced abandonment with 12. If you want to share the story. And then I release this energy, this memory, this, you know, these energies are, you know, these trapped emotions, we call them, and they are stuck in a body, usually either always on organs and heart or lungs, or, and different emotions have, you know, the trapped emotions are in different places. Let's say abandonment, betrayal, forlorn, lost, love unreceived are in the heart or small intestine. Mm. Anxiety, despair, disgust, nervousness, worry are in the spleen and stomach, etc. So it's kind of the Chinese that found out that different trapped emotions in different organs, and but they can be all over the place. You know, they can be all over in the body, and they will distort your energy field, because we all have a magnetic energy field of 2 meters around the body, and also your heart has a magnetic energy field, and those emotions, those trapped emotions of negative energy, they distort this energy field. And when this energy field has quite a chaos, you start have symptoms. You know, it can be like a physical pain in a physical level, or mental, psychological, or emotional. Like you burst out, you know, like someone triggers one point and then you explode like a champagne bottle, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly what was happening to me. I was exploding.
Exactly, because you're always putting those in the champagne bottle, and every, you know, and then the pressure is like, it's going to explode.
100%. And I used to erupt in the most ugliest of ways, either to family, girlfriends, friends. And I lost many friends because of it. And I would like it wasn't good. And I think I'm glad I am who I am today, because I'm truly a happy person because I've able to work on myself. But I definitely wish I spoke to someone like you. So let's dive right into it. All right, I want to know what is it? Okay, what is this healing? Is, let's take it from the very beginning. How long has it been around for? How did you come to doing it? What exactly happens with it?
Well, I think the emotion came like in 2009, maybe before already. And so it started actually my teacher is Dr. Nelson.
Okay.
And he was a chiropractor.
Okay.
And you know, he just, you know, had some, you know, people had back pain, they come to him, he adjusts them, and then a week later they come back again with back pain, you know.
Mm.
And then all the time, like every time, and then he felt like there's something more to it. There's something, and then he kind of discovered that those, you know, the emotions. Those emotions, you know, and they can get trapped, you know, let's say in the lumbar discs. And those energy, they distort the muscle, the tissue, everywhere. And then you can adjust it, but if this energy is always there, it will create pain. And so you need to release that emotion. And then, you know, he discovered this, it comes from kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
So as well, but he discovered his own system, you know. And so he came up with the emotion code, and emotion codes are the chart of 60 emotions, negative emotions, divided into two columns and six rows. And, you know, we work with the subconscious. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have an issue. Okay. Maybe you have an anger issue.
Yeah.
And then I ask your subconscious, what is creating your anger? Your subconscious is more than 95% of your consciousness is subconscious. And your subconscious is managing your body 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what's happening. Okay. So who's managing your heart right now? Who's managing your blood pressure? Everything.
Yeah.
All subconscious. You're not doing it consciously. So I work with the subconscious, and also I can do it on distance. It doesn't matter where you are, if you're in Dubai and Hawaii or New Zealand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because your subconscious is also connected to the global consciousness, okay? We are all connected. I'm sure you ever experienced, you know, you thought of someone and they just text you or called you, and you're like, oh my God, I just thought about you. And you know, because your thoughts, you focused on this person, mm-hmm. because we are all connected, they feel it, okay? And what I can do is also I step in for you. Like, let's say you're in Dubai now, and I can work on you now. Do you want to have a test?
Sure.
You want me to release like a trapped emotion from you now?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Let's give it a shot.
Okay. All right, cool. You have do you have an issue you want to work on? Shall I release anything?
No, there is something actually I do want to work on. I want to work on empathy. I want to work on, that's something I don't know if I intrinsically have, but every day I try to be more empathetic, and it goes against, I think, my nature, but I'm always trying. So I'd love to be able to become more empathetic as a person.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask your subconscious, why is there something that's hindering you to be more empathetic?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, so I'm gonna. All right. I'm just, you know, step in for you. Like, it's kind of Bluetooth and just connect to your energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I'm gonna ask, is there anything you hindering you to be more empathetic? Night, a muscle test, okay? An energy. It's an emotional. Is it trapped to my? Yes. Oh, it's one issue is anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
You're 31. Okay, I'm gonna ask your subconscious, when did you experience anxiety? Was it before 20? Yes. Before 15? For 10? For 5? 5, 6, 7, 7. At 9 years old.
Interesting. Okay. I always thought it was around my early teens.
Okay. Yeah. And your subconscious knows exactly when it happened, because your subconscious registers everything from your creation till now. Everything is recorded.
Okay.
And I asked this database, when did it happen? And then telling me one issue, like one underlying reason is anxiety with 9 years old. Do you kind of remember of a situation that you experienced at 9 years old, you felt anxious?
Okay. I really can't remember anything.
Can't remember?
No.
Okay.
I've become very forgetful of past things. Like, I don't know. I've just become very forgetful of a lot of details of the past lately. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Also, sometimes, you know, the conscious mind doesn't want to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of tuck it under and you suppress it and you just don't want to look at it. It's just you put it down in the cellar, like you don't want to open that door, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right. So But the subconscious never forgets. Everything is recorded, every face, yeah. everything you ate, everything. So now I'm just going to release it. Okay, I'm just going to ask your subconscious, do we need to know more about it? It says, no, can I release it? Imagine this energy is, am I going to ask it, where is it actually? Is it in the spleen? Is it this energy in the stomach? Somewhere else? No, it's, this anxiety is in the region of your stomach.
Okay? Interesting.
Yes, and I can locate it as well where it is. Now I can ask, can I release it? Yes. So now I take a magnet, mm-hmm. and I'm going to release it on myself, okay?
On yourself.
Because I'm connected to you. Yes. Sorry?
On yourself.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Because I connected myself to you now, and I stepped in for you as well.
Okay.
So I test on me. I find out the issue, and then also I delete on me. And because we are all both connected, I stepped in for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can delete on myself, and it deletes on you, so on you as well. It doesn't matter, like I told you, it doesn't matter where you are. All right, I'm just going to take this magnet and then swipe it 3 times over my head,
mm-hmm.
because magnets have this ability to delete emotion, also tension. If you take a magnet from your fridge, it works as well. I can also do it with my hand because I have also electromagnetic energy. We all have this electromagnetic energy. Okay. So if you hit yourself on a table somewhere and the first reaction you do is take your hand where you hit yourself because it feels bad, it's good. I'm sure it's all subconsciously.
Interesting.
And now I just gonna swipe this magnet over my main meridian.
Which is where?
Over the head. Okay. Meridians are energy channels, okay?
Okay.
And I just, with the intention of releasing this emotion, I do it 3 times over my head, and it deletes it, okay? And if it's inherited emotion, because we also inherit emotions from our parents and you know, both sides, mother and father, and they got it from their parents, and I delete it. Trapped emotion, inherited emotions like 90 generations back,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you inherit your DNA, but also you inherit the emotional baggage of your family.
Definitely.
And it's all unconscious. You're not even aware of it. We're all walking around with inherited emotions. We have emotions from this life and then past lives. And then you also have your emotions from your family. So, and that all takes your energy away, takes your health, takes everything, you know, like for some people, it affects more than the others.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it doesn't really affect, but some people more. Okay. All right. Let me release this anxiety. Can I release it? Swipe 3 times over my head. There you go. Release it. It's gone. Okay. So let's do another one.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. All right. Can I? Any emotional? Is it? So you have a trapped emotion of failure that comes up.
Mm-hmm. That actually used to be one of my biggest fears.
Failure.
6-7 years ago, before I really started to work and work on my personal growth, for me, the fear of failure was always my biggest one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Not a. Let me see when did it happen? Okay. Failure, was it before 20? No. Before 25? No. After 25. Failure was 27.
Interesting.
Okay. So you remember, maybe that's closer. Maybe you remember better. Failure was 27.
I don't know. I don't know if it's exactly failure. For me, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. I never used to have a fear of flying, for example, right? I used to be able to fly normally. After I changed my life around 26 and I got married, I started having a fear of flying. And it's not about flying. I feel about dying unaccomplished. That's the fear. And it only started at 26, 27, after I changed my life around, got married, because I feel I have more to live for now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's okay. The same as the fear of failure.
A fear of failure. Maybe you have this fear, you know, it got trapped. It kind of overwhelmed you, and that got trapped. But let me ask your subconscious. Was it that what you told me about? I get a yes. It's exactly that emotion that you experienced. Was it when you got married? And yes, I get a yes. So I think you felt it so strongly that it got trapped in you. And let me release it. Release it. So those emotions are out of your body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you felt something, but usually you start feeling when I release, couple.
Okay.
Not after two, it's too early.
Sure.
In one session, I can release like 10 to 15 emotion. So it depends. Some people, like, it's already finished after 3-4, and they're like, okay, the subconscious tells me to stop. And and again, like, I can continue releasing. So
no, I'm not gonna, obviously yours is paid sessions. I'm not gonna take out of your time.
No, it was just a test to see, you know, what exactly what I do.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So how many clients do you have or is it returning clients? Do you do one-time clients?
Well, it's all different, you know. Mm. Some people come for 1, 2, 3 sessions. Some people do 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Interesting.
You know, but it's not something that people come and stay with you forever, you know.
Yeah.
It's coming and going. But some people want to work. They have more emotional baggage and they want to work more on them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't really work on themselves. They run away from it.
Mm.
It's all different, you know.
You know, this is a realm that's so alien to me. Like, I've never been a person that ever dived into this kind of realm. I've always been super analytical and stuff. But my mother, for example, really is into this world, and I think she does a lot of stuff in Lebanon. Maybe I'll let her know about you. Maybe you guys can do a session. I'm sure she'd be very interested. But it's it's very, very interesting. What kind of feedback do you get from clients when after they do sessions? What do they tell you? Like, does it change their life? Let them get over issues? I'd love to know the kind of feedback you're getting.
Yeah, well, it's all different again. You know, some people, they usually, you feel more free, like you're freed up, because those emotions, imagine you're holding them subconsciously. You know, it's like holding a ball underneath the water surface, and that takes a lot of energy, pushing those emotions down. Once you release them, this technique, they're gone, and you have this extra energy for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have more energy, you will feel more free, you have less symptoms disappear. I helped so many people with back pain or other pains or nausea, or my niche is to help singles to find love.
Really? That's interesting.
Love. Yeah.
Do you have any stories where some people have gone married and a big part because of you, and they tell you, thank you, Sammy?
Married, not yet, but no, like, I have a friend that I released the wall around his heart and worked on him, and he not long after he met someone, and he's been, and then now they're having a child.
Well, that's really nice. Good for them.
It's amazing. And now I just work on one friend. He had the courage to come and ask for help. He was like 3 years with someone. He was not happy. And I worked on him, released his heart wall, and did the singles program I do as well. And we also released those limiting beliefs. And limiting beliefs, you know, I'm not good enough. Never find love. Or all the good ones are taken. Imagine if you have this programming in your subconscious. Mm-hmm. Your subconscious is a thousand times stronger than your conscious. You go out and if you think like, I'm not good enough or all the good ones are taken, with the best intentions, it's going to be very hard to find the parking.
For sure.
And if your heart is closed, it's going to be even harder. That's why, like, I know myself, so many singles, like, they've been there 40, 50 and still single, maybe 60. And they're like, you know, they want to find someone, but they don't know how to, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're kind of stuck. So I also like, yeah, I have, you know, I help many friends or clients to find, I release some only releasing the heart wall, they find, they found love, you know. A single mom, she had a huge wall and she was divorced. Single mom, and you know, as a single mom, it's always kind of challenging to meet someone on the market because, you know, you have a child, it's like, it's more difficult. Mm-hmm. And I released her heart, a wall, and then boom, a couple of months later, she found someone and now they moved in together.
That's really nice. Good for them.
Yeah, so it's beautiful.
I think there's a good thing we can pull out of this for people who hear this and they don't listen, Matt, they don't believe, right? They don't believe in this stuff. That's their prerogative. But I think there's still a lesson here, right? Of trapping in emotions, not being self-aware, not reaching out to someone and releasing those emotions, be it whatever way works for you. I think people should do that. So even if you don't maybe don't believe in this kind of genre or whatever, still keeping emotions inside, take it from someone who's done it for most of his life, is destructive. And you have to get rid of it somehow, either be it through, for example, from someone like you, Sammy, or a psychologist, or just talking to a friend. I think it's the most important lesson here is don't keep these toxic emotions inside.
Exactly. They make you sick. They can also create cancer, you know, like, you know, disease is a total chaos in your body. And
for sure.
The emotions are 80-90% of everything.
100%. They say that what's called stress, for example, is supposedly leads to cancer and other diseases, right? And you can see people who are very stressed out. They don't look healthy. They look tired. They look older than they are. And the people who aren't as stressed look a lot younger, look a lot happier, right? So obviously there's something there.
Yeah, because everything is energy. Emotions are energies in motion. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you ever have the chance to look at this documentary Emotion.
Okay.
It's and then you see Dr. Nelson there speaking, is one of the experts. That I saw that documentary 5 years ago and I was like, wow, this is one of the best and still for me number one documentation about energies and emotion. And his technique was, you know, I looked at different technique, but for me it was like that one, you know. But they're all good, you know. For some people this works better, for other works something else. But exactly, release those emotions. They can really make you sick.
100%.
They can also hinder you find love or abundance as well, you know.
No, 100%. You're completely right. I always tell people this, and I always tell my friends this, is look at me. Look at Hassam, right? I spent 4 years having to work on these hidden emotions that made me a very destructive person, wasn't a very happy person. I always tell people, if there's someone you can reach out to, go ahead. You might, instead of taking 4 years like I did, you could maybe do it in a year or 2 years or half a year, right? There's no need to carry this around for so long.
You know, already a couple of sessions can help you, you know. And of course, like if you, you know, like really good results, like really amazing, are 10 or, you know, 10, 20 sessions. You don't have to take 400 sessions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You don't have to stay for years with me or just, but really just take that, you know, like in average, we have like 350 trapped emotions. But those ones, I think those ones are big ones, you know. Some people have more. But again, like when I work on myself, I still work on myself. those emotions are very small. They're like maybe 1 centimeter or 2 centimeter. Like the big ones are like 20 centimeters, almost like a melon, you know?
Mm.
And it's all negative energies in your body, you know? But yeah. we are strong, you know, we have a strong spirit. And that's why it doesn't kill us. But they can make your life harder and as it is, you know?
Mm, interesting.
So why carry this backpack of 50 kilograms? You wake up with it, you go to bed with it, and you know, it's rubbing your life away, yeah. Your energy,
100%.
And giving you pain, or yeah. You know, like, you know, as a, you know, my father, I come from a doctor's family, and I didn't want to become a doctor. I have big respect for doctors, and so I kind of, I'm more a natural doctor, and I help so many people without giving any pills or painkillers, because you're suppressing it, you know.
Mm.
With this method, you really, the underlying reason, the root cause of most of the issues we have is our trapped emotions.
Mm.
80 or 90% of it. And then again, with the body code is a bit different. It's more holistic, you know. It's not only emotions, but it can be like energy, circuit systems, toxins. It can be also pathogens, misalignments, nutritional lifestyle. All can also distort everything.
Mm.
And the offensive energies like curses. My God, I released so many curses for people, because, you know, some people envy you because you are successful, and they can send you curses. And this can, you know, suddenly disrupt your life, you know. You know, I worked on my friend, she missed flights, her baggage didn't come, things like that. You know, I have a friend, she took her 3 days to come back from Thailand back to here, to Portugal. And she had a couple of curses on her. And I released it, everything went back good again, you know. So yeah, and many other things, you know. Yeah, but one of really the best thing I always go for, like tell people, you know, release your heart wall. That's one of the best things I ever experienced with this. It's, you know, like we're all born with an open heart, and then things happen, you know, at maybe school, at home, your abusive father, you got hurt, you see all this pain at home or in school, or maybe get bullied, your heart will close down just to protect you.
Mm.
And it's good so, because you know, you don't want pain, you know. So it kind of closes, and you will still feel the pain, but much less, you know.
Yeah. I want to get into something. I want to mix it up a bit. I want to know, because I always like to do a tie back into my realm now. So how do you market yourself? How do you get clients? How do you find new business? How does it work?
Well, we have, from our Discover Healing, we have this practitioner map that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And people can go there and then see, okay, where's a practitioner in my region? And then they contact.
Okay, but do you do any paid media or any marketing?
Marketing, of course, you know, you have the website, but then you know, I do Facebook ads and Instagram. Okay.
Really cool.
And how do you find the
Facebook ads and Instagram ads? Are you doing well?
Facebook's not that good. It's all right. Like Instagram is better.
Okay.
I don't know. People are more on Instagram now.
Interesting.
So, but also you just, you know, it's also way to market yourself. It's also that a whole thing, you know, also I'm learning it.
Yeah,
how to
sure.
market and scale myself. It's also, it's another thing. And I, this is something I'm learning now as well, to get more publicity. And it's an interesting world.
It is a very, it's
like
my world.
Time.
That's Sorry. My world. The media digital world. That's the world I've been living in for the last 7 years.
Exactly. That's why also I have experts that teach me, because, you know, like they say, you know, why learn it yourself? Because there's experts out there, you know, I pay them and they help me. And you get much quicker.
Yeah.
Why find it out yourself and struggle for 10, 20 years to find out by yourself, if you find out how?
Yeah.
And then some people already know how, and they tell you, okay, look, I teach you this is how, this is my price. And this is the same thing with me. Mm. Why find out how it's going to work? You know, get a practitioner, you know, get them sessions done, and they, I can release the emotions or blockages, subconscious blocks, or whatever is blocking you to find whatever you want, your desires, you know. So, yeah.
Awesome, man. All right, cool. Let's wrap this up. I want to, how can, if people are interested in learning more, how can they reach out to you? How can they kind of get in touch with you? What's the best way?
Yeah, just go to my website, startfeelingfree.com, and they can, you know, they can schedule a free consultation with me, a 20-minute consultation. All right, I have an online booking system. They can schedule the session, and then that's kind of a start. And then they can, if they're interested, to really do a session, they do the jumpstart session.
Mm-hmm.
With me, it's a 15-minute session. I will explain them and then work on them. And then from there on, we'll see.
All right, cool, guys. So you guys heard it. If you guys want to explore this more, want to get a free consultation, Sammy does that. So please feel it out. I'll make sure to put his description and the links below. For this podcast, we are in 10-plus websites, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Anghami. Find us everywhere. Make sure, please, to subscribe, rate, drop some feedback. For me, on Instagram and Twitter, I'm Digital Hoos. Do you have any Instagram or Twitter or social media pages, Sammy?
Yeah, of course. Well, Instagram, yeah. Start Feeling Free. The same thing with Facebook.
All right, there you guys go. Guys, reach out if that's something you want to explore. It was really interesting talking to Sam. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for being patient with me getting the technical stuff going.
Yeah, no worries.
This was really interesting. I really enjoy talking about these topics. Even if, let's say, I don't personally
for a lot of people, it's like, what is this? You know, because it's not mainstream at all. Not everyone's open to it. But more and more people are opening up to it, you know, because some people are... They're kind of, you know, they're trying the pharmaceutical, they're taking pills, and there's side effects. That's
for sure.
With all the pills, there's side effects. And this is not, you know, with this one, there's no side effects.
100%.
You can release it. It takes you like 2 days. It can, you know, after a session, you have like this processing. It goes like 48 hours. You can feel sometimes worse than before. But after you feel better, you know, you feel lighter, you feel, you know, more happy or whatever. The symptoms go away naturally.
Interesting. Well, for me, it's always about, whoever's listening, believe in it, don't believe in it, want to pursue it, don't pursue it. There's one thing you should do. Don't keep emotions inside. For me, one thing I love about the podcast is it's actually been very therapeutic for me. The fact that I've been able to talk. And a lot of times I bring up my past, I bring up my emotions, and I'm able to be authentic with my audience. It's been the best feeling ever. And every year, and the more I become more self-aware, the more I work on my, you know, personal growth, it gets better and better. So everyone listening out there, either reach out to someone like Sammy or don't, but don't let those emotions stay in. It's the worst thing. So listen to me, listen to Sammy. You have two different perspectives, but both people who went through a similar emotional turmoil, and we found our ways of getting out of it. So make sure you find yours. And that's basically everyone. Please make sure to subscribe, listen. I really hope you enjoy it. Sammy, thanks again, man. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
All right, guys, this is Let's Take This Online, and we are out.